Galifianakis and his Bush-supporting twin brother, Seth, Professor Lawrence Lessig, Professor of Law at Stanford University, Michael Azarod, Janine,
Peaches,
Godspeed,
Peaches.
We'll see you in...
This holiday, discover the magic at Radio Shack. And this weekend only, get red-hot deals during our sizzling weekend sale. Like a digital camera starter kit, free with any digital camera $149.99 and up, like the 3.2-megapixel Fujifilm A330. For the music lover, how about an MP3 player from Rio, Motorola, or RCA? Buy one starting at $99 plus a select accessory. Get a $25 Radio Shack gift card by mail. This weekend, right in your neighborhood.
Only at Radio Shack.
At 8 7 Central Monday on Lifetime.
Class reunions, family reunions, who can be bothered? But nanny reunions, I'm thinking Lifetime.
Join Franny again for the ultimate nanny reunion.
This is so exciting.
You're invited to share the love.
Did you eat my edible underwears?
Laughs.
Naughty nanny.
Plus, never-before-seen bloopers and hilarious home videos. Don't miss the nanny reunion.
It's a nosh to remember.
At 8 7 Central Monday.
Hi, this is Stephanie McDonald. I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. There's opposition from powerful members of both houses of Congress now to the 9/11 intelligence reform bill. CNN Radio's Joe Johns reports.
Senator John Warner, the powerful chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee tonight, issuing a statement that he supports guarantees, essentially, that the Pentagon maintain control over its military intelligence.
Warner's counterpart in the House, California Congressman Duncan Hunter, had already questioned the chain of command issues in the bill. This comes at a time when the Bush administration has been stepping up pressure to vote on the measure by year's end. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson becomes the eighth cabinet member to step down since President Bush's re-election. He says safeguarding against attacks on the U.S. food supply should remain a top priority.
I, for the life of me, cannot understand why the terrorists have not, you know, attacked our food supply, because it is so easy to do, and we're importing a lot of food from the Middle East.
No potential replacement has been named. One cabinet member who's staying put, though, is Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld has agreed to stay on for another term at the urging of President Bush himself. San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds' attorney says the leak of the slugger's grand jury testimony is a smear attempt. Bonds reportedly testified his trainer gave him two substances that he didn't know may have been steroids.
Barry called it lotion, or that's what he told me. And he gave him something else called flaxseed oil because Barry said he was fatigued. He was tired. He needed something to make him feel better.
That's Bond's lawyer, Michael Raines. The founder of the notorious Cali drug cartel is on his way to the United States. Gilberto Rodriguez Orihuela is being extradited from Colombia. He's the highest-ranking kingpin to be sent to the U.S. to face trial. This is CNN Radio News.
With all the recent news on prescription Vioxx, you may be asking what the right pain reliever is for you. Talk to your doctor and ask about Advil. The fact is, no other over-the-counter pain reliever has been proven stronger or to last longer on tough pain than Advil. Not Tylenol. Not Aleve. Advil has been trusted by millions for over 20 years. Ask your doctor if the strong, trusted pain relief of Advil is right for your kind of pain.
Use is directed for occasional pain only. Do not exceed 10 days. Talk to your doctor if pain persists. Vioxx is a trademark of Merck & Company, Inc.
Nothing stands still. As the world speeds by, the pace of modern life keeps getting faster and faster. Haggar has found a way to stop time. Haggar Forever New shirts and pants will last with virtually no fading, no shrinking, no wrinkles, and no stains. Wash after wash after wash. It's nice to know that as the world speeds by, the clothes you love can stay looking new. Introducing Forever New shirts and pants, only from Haggar.
Armed with a new search warrant, investigators conduct another raid on Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch. CNN Radio's Jim Roop reports.
A sheriff's spokesman confirms the search warrant is served. However, there are no details released, nor are we told for what investigators are searching. The rural ranch has been subject of search warrants in the past in connection with the case. The self-proclaimed king of pop is charged with child molestation as well as other crimes. He's pleaded not guilty. Trial is set to begin next month.
No comment from Jackson himself. However, an attorney representing his parents says they don't believe Jackson was home at the time of the search. A massive fire continues to sweep through a Houston chemical plant. It was sparked by an explosion that could be felt for several miles. Nobody was hurt. Basque separatists are being blamed for 5 explosions at Madrid gas stations Friday night. A preliminary probe points towards the group ETA, who purportedly issued a warning an hour before those blasts. Only 6 people were slightly injured in the attacks. This is news from CNN Radio. IBM may be looking to get out of the personal computers business. More on that from CNN Radio's Jane King.
IBM is reportedly thinking about selling its computer business. The New York Times says IBM, which is known for moving personal computing out of the hobby shop and into the mainstream, ceded its lead in the area long ago to Dell and Hewlett-Packard. IBM would instead focus on corporate server and computer services businesses. Jane King, CNN Radio, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 7 points. The Nasdaq was up 4 Friday. The marginal gains come amidst a disappointing jobs report from the U.S. Labor Department. 112,000 new jobs were created last month, about half of what analysts were expecting. It's game, set, and match for John McEnroe's talk show. CNBC has canceled the former tennis star's program after only 6 months. The program only averaged about 75,000 viewers a night. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Racists had to find some religious underpinning for their racism. Racism thrived in this country for generations, and it was practiced by good Christians. How do you reconcile that? Uh-huh. You have to have some religious underpinning for your racism.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Daddy, I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Jerry's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. But you're a Peterson, and at 4, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice. And just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, boy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts? For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We have a, I don't know if this is a bulletin or not, you may already know this, but Democratic Representative John Conyers Jr. of Michigan, who is the ranking minority member of the House Judiciary Committee, will hold a hearing on Wednesday coming to investigate allegations of vote fraud and irregularities in Ohio during the 2004 election. The hearing is slated to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern Time in the Rayburn House office building in D.C. This comes as an email from truthout.org, and our good friend there, Will Rivers Pitt, who is one of the editors there. He also writes, any who wish to see this hearing receive wide attention should contact their senators and representatives and ask that they attend. Furthermore, any who wish to see this hearing receive wide attention should contact the television network C-SPAN and ask them to broadcast the event in its entirety. Now, it's not really, 100% a hearing because the Democrats have no power to call hearings. So only the whichever party is in control has that power. So hearing is technically not accurate in this matter because Conyers and the other representatives involved in this will not have the blessing of the Republican majority leader of the Judiciary Committee. But, according to Will Pitt, the event will be a hearing by every meaningful definition of the word. Expert testimony will be offered and a good deal of data on potential fraud previously unreported to the public will be discussed and examined at length. Now, Will is going to be traveling to D.C. to begin Truth Out coverage of this event on Tuesday night. So if you're familiar with truthout.org, I'm sure, check with what Will will be posting there. Now, what is interesting, some of the witnesses who will testify, I think they're witnesses, it just says here, will be in attendance. Jesse Jackson, Ralph Nies, who is, of course, president of People for the American Way, Ellie Smeal, who's director of the Feminist Majority, Bob Fetrakis of the Free Press. Who else is here? Steve Rosenfeld, who is a producer here at Air America Radio. He will be there. Shanta Walcott, communications director for Zogby International. Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell has been invited to attend. And if you go to truthout.org right now, you can see the letter that was sent to Blackwell asking him to attend. I would bet he'll decline. But anyway, so just thought you'd like to know that. The information in its entirety is at truthout.org, and thanks to our good friend Will Pitt for sending a copy of this out. So that is this Tuesday, or Wednesday, I'm sorry, coming, December 8th, and it will begin at 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. Yeah, that it would be good for C-SPAN to carry this. I wonder if they will. If enough people request it, maybe they will, whether they were planning to or not. We'll post this at our website, too. A couple of emails here. This is from Audrey in Boston. She writes, if these arrogant thugs yearn so for vintage fascism, you know who she's referring to, then let's throw back something at them that they fear and loathe and revile at every turn. Let's give them back the 60s. I like this. She writes, grown-up affluent ex-commune dwellers and Mother Jones readers and hip-hop poets and in-your-face gays and spirit-filled minorities, those right-wing monsters have not learned from their mistakes. They don't even pretend to like people or love this country, but we have learned from the mistakes of the 60s. We recognize that the soldier is not the Pentagon, nor do we discount the contribution of 30-year-olds or 80-year-olds or anyone else. We know these right-wing pigs and profiteers will use intimidation and hate-mongering because that is what they do. We know they will lie and steal and start wars for money because that is what they do. We can never be silent. And if the Democratic Party insists on clinging to the last tiny shred of power they possess, let's pay those whores to work for us. Or let's start a new party. We can call it The Heat. And get a real catchy logo and a theme song and glitzy ads. But let's find and support passionate populists. The progressive movement is bathed in talent. We are seeing funding and communications revolutions from the grassroots rumbling at the foundations of this aged republic. We have statesmen like Obama and Clinton. We have an incipient media. God bless Air America, she writes. And we have articulate, brilliant, and good people with us. Al Sharpton, Dennis Kucinich, Howard Dean, Noam Chomsky, Ralph Nader. We will win because we must. Thank you all for your hard work. It can't be easy slogging through this toxic BS every day. Audrey in Boston. P.S. The revolution is in our heads and on the streets. I like that. Good for you, Audrey. That is exactly what causes these right-wingers, I don't care if they're in religion, politics, the military, education, I don't care where they have burrowed in this society, that causes them to go apoplectic. Anything about the 60s. If they're of a certain age. You know, I guess you have to be over, what, 45 or 50 to... and of course, there's the old saying, if you remember the 60s, you really weren't there. But You know, bat squeeze. We do remember the 60s, don't we? Especially the things that happened beginning with the assassination of John Kennedy in 63. That actually ended the 50s, if you will. But the things that occurred from 1965 through 1972 or 73, those events, those that social upheaval that occurred in this country, led by young people, until finally older folks could get behind the younger people, the ministers, the educators, the hard hats, people who's finally said, okay, yeah, you know, you're right. The civil rights movement, the black power movement, the student movement, movement after movement after movement. It drove the right-wingers crazy back then, and now they are in positions of power. Don't ask me how that occurred. So Audrey may have a brilliant idea here. Let's give them back the 60s. I wonder if I still have an old Nehru jacket. Oh, my God. I know that's not what you mean, Audrey, but wouldn't that be fun, huh? From Drea in Indiana, she wants to know, hi, Mike, I was wondering if you ever plan to do a Bush-free Friday again. We used to do that at IE America when I worked for that network. She writes, not that it won't be more difficult to refrain from saying that certain name than it was the time before, but I think it would be amusing to redo. Now, what Drea is referring to, I got tired of talking about the weasel, I guess it was about a year ago, and I said, all right, on Fridays, we're going to start this thing called Bush-free Fridays to talk about anything but Bush. And we couldn't do it. I think we tried it, what, Kathy? It lasted 1 hour of one program. And then Drea writes, also there's a story I once heard about how a holy man of a tribe in Africa was able to bring trees down simply by yelling at them for a few hours. Think this might work on the local evangelical churches? If, she writes, there were enough truth seekers yelling at one church long enough, well, one can always hope. She writes, Drea in Indiana. Thanks, Drea. we mentioned this some time ago. I think it was before I came to this network. You tell me, Kathy, about Sears. Do you know what Sears is doing? Here's the thing I got from a good friend. I assume you all have seen the reports about how Sears is treating its reservist employees who are called up. And I want to share this with you as soon as we come back from the break. This is one of the few good things that I think American corporate America is doing in this age of Bush, when we have tens of thousands and soon hundreds of thousands of troops engaged in these terrible, terrible wars. But Sears is doing something, and you may know about it, but I'm going to bring it up for you again as soon as we come back. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. By the way, the phone number here is 866-303-2270. Stay with us.
Privatize with your pen and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a-changing.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me.
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you, on some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With Score Power from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Xanarex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
When I first heard that Air America was actually going to come to Madison, I counted down the days on my calendar at work. Then I started listening and I heard Mark and Mark, Rachel, Liz, and Chuck. Got to hear Al and Catherine, then I learned about Randy Rhodes, and then I found out Drew Levitan is wonderful and he's local.
Call 663-7291 to get on the mic. 92.1.
Are you a business owner or a manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest-growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Bring some magic to this holiday season by taking your family to see Nutcracker Fantasy. One performance Saturday, December 11th. The director of Madison's own Nutcracker presents an original adaptation of the traditional music and dances you've come to cherish. Experience a performance that will last all season, featuring a live orchestra, spectacular staging, and captivating dancers. Be sure to see Madison's affordable Nutcracker Fantasy on Saturday, December 11th at the Wisconsin Union Theater. Call 262-2201 for tickets.
Parents know the importance of eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. But that's something easier said than done, particularly with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for children to get one of those five servings. Recent studies have shown that white grape juice is a gentle juice for young stomachs, so it makes a great place to start. And introducing 100% grape juice in the daycare and elementary school years, when you have the most control over your child's diet, is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's. For more information about health tips and the benefits of 100% juice, check out www.5aday.com and www.welches.com.
Madison, you're on the mic.
I love your radio station. You've become my lifeline for information and sanity.
The Mic 92.1.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. All right, the Sears thing. My correspondent writes, I assume you all have seen the reports about how Sears is treating its reservist employees who are called up. By law, they're required to hold their jobs open and available, but nothing more. Usually, people take a big pay cut and lose benefits as a result of being called up. Sears is voluntarily paying the difference in salaries and maintaining all benefits. including medical insurance and bonus programs for all called-up reservist employees for up to 2 years. I submit, the writer says, that Sears is an exemplary corporate citizen and should be recognized for its contribution. I suggest, of course, we all shop at Sears, and be sure to find a manager to tell them why we are there so the company gets the positive reinforcement it well deserves. Now, you can write to them and thank them, webcenter@sears.com. Well, you can find phone numbers and stuff, but really, when we first reported this, and they're still doing it, you know, paying the difference in their salaries. You know, if somebody's making $50,000 and they get back in the military and they're making $25,000, Sears kicks in the other $25,000. My God. And maintains the medical insurance and bonus programs. So, you know, whatever you're going to do about the commercialization of the birth of Jesus Christ, it might be good to spend some of your loot at Sears. And if you do, let them know. Let them know why you're there. Even if that's not really the reason you're there, let them know that's why you're there anyway. I think every appliance we have is bought from Sears, isn't it, Kathy? Of course, we always go to the scratch and dent. You know, we go to the warehouse. And, you know, it has a little dent on it. You get $300 off. What the hell? But, no, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. So if you go to Sears, all right? Okay. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the phone card thing. The soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen who were in hospitals, and the stinking Bush Nazi regime makes these wounded soldiers, hospitalized soldiers, pay, use their own money to call home. Oh, God. And we talked about phone cards. What was the context, Kathy? Somebody had started a phone card thing. Oh, that's right. Someone suggested it in an email. Well, listening, you never know who's listening, right? Listening that night was a comedian and author Carl Special K. Douglas. Do you all know Special K? Huh? He is going to host a fundraiser here in Atlanta at the Punchline, which is a comedy club that's been here now for, what, 18 years, 20 years? Been here a long time. The Punchline. And this is top flight. You know, this Punchline is like, I don't know, Catch a Ride. No, not Catch a Rising Star, but just like, maybe there's Punchline in New York. Is there? There's one in L.A., I know. But Special K. Douglas. Do y'all know Carl Douglas, Special K? Anyway, they're going to have a fundraiser, and people to show up that night are asked to bring a phone card, you know, a $5, $10 phone card. Well, we're going to have, that's Tuesday night coming here in Atlanta. For those of you who are listening in Atlanta, Monday night, Special K is going to be on the program with us. We'll talk for a couple of minutes about this. Now, more information about this is at our website, MikeMalloy.com. Look for the action alert. That's on the main page, right? Okay. Moving right ahead, Ken Starr says he never should have led the investigation that resulted in the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Huh? Oh, Starr, who is now the dean at Pepperdine University out on the West Coast, the law school there, says the most fundamental thing that could have been done differently was for someone else to have investigated Clinton's statements under oath, denying he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky. Mm. Really, Ken? And that's the way he talked. Wow. My senior correspondent saw this and writes, interesting. There was a guy who preceded you by the name of Robert Fisk, Mr. Starr, and Fisk was investigating what he was charged with investigating, Whitewater, period. Once the thugs in Congress read the writing on the wall and saw they weren't going to get Clinton, you were called in to replace Fisk. You're the one that came up with the by any means necessary approach, Mr. Starr. So you went for the sex. You tried to get Susan McDougal to admit having affairs with Clinton, and she wouldn't do it. So you put her in jail. I note you don't say anything about this, you scumbag. You never once apologized for that. You came up with the Lewinsky angle. You came up with the sex angle. J'accuse, j'accuse, j'accuse. You wish someone else had prosecuted the Lewinsky angle? No one else came up with the Lewinsky angle except for you and your masters in Congress, you stupid blank blank. Can't say those two words on the air. That's why he's my senior correspondent. He's nuttier than I am. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Heavenly soldiers fly across the water. One in ten never coming back again.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Every time he says, freedom's on the march and they hate our freedom and this is why they're struggling in Iraq, my head spins around like Linda Blair and I start spitting green pea soup. I just feel like I've been taken over by the devil who's writing on my belly backwards. Help me. I just want to get a Ouija board out and spell it out to somebody who will finally tell the president, stop doing that.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
It's all about comfort and spreading joy this holiday season at Chalmers Jewelers. Hi, this is Scott Chalmers, inviting you to relax and experience the sights and sounds of the season. And let us help you find that perfect holiday gift. The second you walk through the door at Chalmers Jewelers, our goal is to exceed your expectations. From the quality, one-of-a-kind pieces of jewelry you'll find in my store to unrivaled customer service, you'll have an easy, comfortable, and joyous shopping experience. And this holiday season, purchase a gift from the Giving Tree, benefiting the children and their families who will be staying at the American Family Children's Hospital, and we will give you a $25 Chalmers Jewelers gift certificate. Comfort and joy is what you'll get at Chalmers Jewelers.
When you want to show just how you feel, Chalmers Jewelers in Middleton.
Chalmers Jewelers is open weekdays from 9 to 9 until 8 on Saturdays, 6 on Sundays, and 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
For years, your parents got you the holiday gifts you wanted. Now it's your turn to do something for them. Last year, you got them a great new computer to keep them connected to the family and share photos of their new grandkids. But they're afraid to use it, and it's sitting there collecting dust. Breathe Easy Computer Training can help with individualized one-on-one training for your parents in their own home on their own computer. This year, make sure they'll be able to start enjoying their PC. Email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates.
Help the Ronald McDonald House light the house for families and kids.
They give me a place to live. When I was in the hospital with Ruthie, I would often stay at the Ronald McDonald House overnight. I thank them for that.
Ronald McDonald House Charities of Madison offers a home away from home for families with kids receiving specialized medical treatment. Some families stay for a few nights, others for months at a time. The Ronald McDonald House keeps its lights on with donations from people like you. You can help by supporting the Light the House campaign. For every donation, a light comes to life on the display atop the Princeton Club West. So stop into your local McDonald's restaurant, M&I Bank, Princeton Club, Star Cinema, or the Ronald McDonald House and make a donation to light the house.
There's many very fun things to do around there. I could always have a good time there. I just think they're very good people.
Special thanks to McDonald's owner-operators of South Central Wisconsin for sponsoring Light the House. To make an online donation or to learn more, visit lightthehousemadison.org.
In light of some lives with hope and love.
Planet Church.
Riverkeeper is on the watch. Reed Super, senior attorney for Riverkeeper, explains.
Riverkeeper is dedicated to protecting the ecological integrity of the Hudson River and the watershed that supplies drinking water to New York City.
The watershed area in upstate New York that supplies drinking water to 9 million in New York City and parts of upstate counties comes from an area that is unprotected land.
Therefore, it's critical that pollution sources in that area be reined in and eliminated. Otherwise, the drinking water supply, which is world class for all of these people, would be harmed.
Riverkeeper are the eyes and ears of the Hudson River.
If we see pollution violations, we use these citizen enforcement provisions of federal environmental laws to bring those environmental lawbreakers to justice and get them to stop polluting.
Join Riverkeeper online at riverkeeper.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Now, at the beginning of the program, we talked about Michigan Representative John Conyers Jr. is going to be holding hearings next week on the fraud that occurred in Ohio in during the election. Also, we had mentioned, don't forget the rally in Columbus tomorrow. Saturday, 1 to 3 at the State House in Columbus. Jesse Jackson is going to be there, and Greg Palast. I believe Jackson is going to be there. Greg Palast is going to be there. Yeah, both of them. So, if you live in the Columbus, Ohio area, you really should go. You really should go. Because Conyers does not have the power to call a real hearing, nor will this committee have subpoena power. So the people testifying will be people who are testifying for the record. They're testifying to get it out. And one of the producers from Air America is, I don't know if he's on the witness list or if it's just a matter of his being there. We'll try to get that information for you as soon as we can. But tomorrow, at the hearing, Marty Kaplan, he's the one that does So What Else Is News. He'll be broadcasting live from there as well, right? 4 to 6 p.m. on that day? Okay. Now, what this makes me think of, I guess you all heard this, the Ukrainian Supreme Court has declared that the results of that country's disputed presidential runoff election is in fact invalid, and ruled today that the runoff should be repeated by December 26. That immediately, if you saw the video, the tens of thousands of people who have been standing in in the Ukrainian winter in Kiev for the past 2 weeks, it brought them all to cheers. I got tears in my eyes when I watched that today, because I thought, you know, here we go again. Here are people who are insisting. They are, by God, insisting with their bodies that now that they have the right to vote and to elect leaders, that it will be done. It will be done. And here we sit in the United States worrying about whether or not the Green Party and the Independent Party will file the proper lawsuits on time to get a recount, perhaps, maybe, after the election is certified in Ohio December 13th by the Secretary of State. I mean, it just... What? I'm not in a luxury mood tonight. I'm not. I really am not. And the lectures I usually deliver on this program are directed at myself. If you happen to get in the line of fire, you're in the line of fire. But I wonder sometimes what it is, what sort of inertia exists inside of me that I'm not like a Ukrainian or a Yugoslavian or a Georgian. John in Raleigh writes, in solidarity with the Ukraine, but also as a symbol of how I feel about the Bush administration, I've put a small orange-colored sticker on my rear window. Orange. Yeah, that's the color of that campaign, that party. They use the orange. The blue and white was the other side, the ones that want to stay aligned with the Soviet, the old Soviet Union, the ones who were willing to see the election stolen. Now, the ruling was made by the Supreme Court's 18 justices. It was a major victory for Viktor Yushchenko, who had rejected the government's demands that an entirely new election be held. Yushchenko knew that if there was a whole new election, that the current president, Leonid Kuchma, could have picked a different candidate from this thug that tried to steal the election. It's not just here. Yanukovych, the Yanukovych is the bad guy. Kuchma is the other bad guy. Yushchenko is hopefully the good guy. So Kuchma, the current president, said, "Okay, you don't like? All right, then we'll have a brand new election," which means they could have pumped more money, found a stronger candidate, and screwed the Ukrainian people again. But tens of thousands of supporters of Yushchenko maintained this round-the-clock vigil. Today was the 12th day. And if you saw the video, they clogged the streets. They refused to let people move them. They said, no! Damn it, no! Now, what's going on here in Ohio? Well, according to Ohio.com, the Beacon Journal. I should know what city that is. Anyway, maybe it's Akron. Summit County was one of a handful of counties across Ohio that certified their election results yesterday. John Kerry widened his lead in that county. He got an additional 3,681 votes when provisional ballots and absentee votes were added. Bush's total also increased by 2,369. But in Summit County, then, Kerry got 156,000-plus votes, Bush 118,000. In Stark County, where the Elections Board also certified results, Kerry again increased his margin over Bush from 2,400 votes to 3,100. In Franklin County, which includes Columbus, Kerry had 54% of the vote. Kerry's lead in the county widened by 7,000 votes from the unofficial results, largely because a computer glitch on election night recorded an extra 3,800 votes for Bush in one precinct. So here we are. I mean, thank God we're going ahead with this little nickel and dime, picking up 1,000 votes here and 6,000 there and 7,000 there. Maybe the system is working against all odds, because you and I do not have, we don't, and I'm not busting anybody's butt for this, my own included, but you and I don't have what the Ukrainians have. We are not going to go stand out in the cold for 12 days in Ohio demanding. We're not going to go stand in the heat of Florida. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. That's because our system of freedom is 230 years old. The Ukrainians have dealt with it for what? 6, 7, 8, 9 years, if that? So you and I are not going to do it. I wish we would. But we're not. I'm not. I'm not going to get off my ass and go up to Columbus, Ohio. I'm not going to do it. I hope the people in Columbus will do it. I hope the people in Ohio will do it. Maybe somebody from Michigan will drift down, or over from Indiana, or up from Kentucky, maybe, huh? What do you think? But the juxtaposition of these two situations, I mean, this is a script writer couldn't have come up with this. The Ukraine and the United States both have fraudulent elections, both screwed to the ground by a system the citizens of both countries try to believe in, representative government. They try to believe it. We believe. We try to believe it. They try to believe it. How many years did we pound this into the nations of the Soviet Union? Y'all have to break loose. Y'all have to get away from that Soviet monster. Come on, Czechoslovakia. Come on, Poland. Come on, Ukraine. Come on, East Germany. Unite. Come on, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. Come on. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it. And they did it. And not because of Ronald Reagan. They did it. And they did it, for the most part, bloodlessly. Thank God for Mikhail Gorbachev. But here we are. What do we have? So Boris Yeltsin was a drunk. But by God, Yeltsin... Well, you know that history. But here we are. We have these thugs that have taken over. Okay. Let's hope it's temporary. Let's hope that the people of Columbus can somehow emulate the people of Kiev. I don't mean to stand there for 12 days in the Columbus, Ohio cold. But go there tomorrow, okay? If you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, just do it. Just do it. You're going to be out anyway, right? You're doing your shopping to celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus. So stop by the courthouse in Columbus. Just do it. And, you know, if I were there, I would do it. On December 12th, I will be at the Georgia Capitol. Remember the December 12th thing, all over the country. You can get information about that at www.51capitalmarch.com. 51capitalmarch.com. All of this information is at our website, MikeMalloy.com. So tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow. It's called the Fight for Democracy Rally. And if you need motivation, I know you don't. But if you did, think about the Ukrainians. The press release says, wear an orange armband and dress warmly. Oh, my God. Remember what they did in Tiananmen Square? They constructed kind of a faux Statue of Liberty. Remember that? And here we are wearing orange armbands. Because we're trying to be like the Ukrainians. Oh, my God.
Back in the USSR.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure, 1-800-422-4222. 1-800-420-5411. That's 1-800-420-5411. Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today, 1-800-420-5411.
We are coming to you courtesy of 92.1 The Mic today, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I want to tell everyone, Madison's going to lead the way!
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I can feel it in the air out here in Madison.
Madison, you're on the mic.
It's really an opportunity for Madison and for Wisconsin to let its voice be heard.
Stay informed and stay involved.
Here on Air America Radio.
Live in Madison.
Thank you, Madison!
The mic.
Thank you!
92.1.
We make it easy for you to say yes to a healthy, beautiful smile. Hello, I'm Dr. Chris Kammer from the all-new Center for Cosmetic Dentistry, where we offer complete dental care and hygiene. In fact, if you need your teeth cleaned, if you call today, we'll see you today. Now that's easy. If you're crunched for time weekdays, no problem. The Center for Cosmetic Dentistry is open until 9 p.m., and we're open on Saturdays. Fitting us into your schedule is easy. And we understand that many people are apprehensive about a trip to the dentist. That's why we offer an array of comforting amenities, including a certified massage therapist to relax you before, during, and after your appointment, if you like. You'll breathe an easy sigh of relief when you get here. At the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry, we will figuratively and literally hold your hand through the care that gets you healthy and gives you the smile of your dreams that will attract loved ones and business success. The new Center for Cosmetic Dentistry is located just west of the Beltline off of University Avenue. Call 82-SMILE or visit thesmileexperts.com.
And now, Classic Endings, brought to you by Isthmus Lighting.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
We'll see you on flip side.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
I got a classic ending for you.
Save 50 to 70%.
Whoa, that is not a classic ending.
It is now, because Isthmus Lighting is ending their retail lighting business. So right now, you'll save 50 to 70% at both Isthmus Lighting locations. Save 50% on indoor and outdoor light fixtures, ceiling fans, lamps, and accessories. Save 60% on all crystal pieces. Save 70% on mini pendants, odds, ends, and one-of-a-kinds. Ending business deals are going on right now at both Isthmus Lighting locations, Easttown Boulevard and on Verona Road.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
And that's the way it is.
Puts it towards the net. The Badgers score. Crashing in on the play, Ryan McMurtry beats the netminder. 1-0 Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin men's hockey team returns to the Kohl Center on December 3rd and 4th as they take on Minnesota Duluth. Face-off is 7:05 p.m. both nights. Why not grab a Famous Footwear family four-pack? That's four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and a $5 Famous Footwear gift card for just $56. Additional tickets, which also include a soda and hot dog, are only $14. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
Hey, Night Owls. If you missed Al or Andy today, don't worry. We'll get you caught up on the mic overnight. I'm Mike Malone. Mike, 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 8 minutes before the hour. We're coming up on the top of the hour break here, but we are going to take mucho phone calls this evening, so do stick around. One more thing here, going from the serious to the absurd, got an email from Gerald, and this has to do with vibrators and loofahs, so if you don't want to hear it, you know, get your kids away from the radio or the whatever you're listening on. Vibrators and loofahs, that must have something to do with Bill O'Reilly, right? Falafel, too. But anyway, O'Reilly is having a book signing Sunday in Ridgewood, New Jersey. You're way ahead of me. At Bookends. It's a bookstore there. This is his only public book signing in New Jersey. It's day after tomorrow, Sunday, in Ridgewood at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. And you can call Bookends in Ridgewood if you need directions. But here's a suggestion. Take vibrators and loofahs and falafel to O'Reilly's book signing in Ridgewood, New Jersey at Bookends of Sunday, and it'll just tip him right over the edge, won't it? The protest, if you want to call it that, you don't have to protest. Just walk in and hold up a loofah and a vibrator and just stand there. You know, just stand there. It'll be wonderful. The person who came up with this said, your protest will embarrass and infuriate him. Maybe he'll even do something rash. Oh my! This comes from the West Coast. I'm on the West Coast, but any anti-O'Reilly people near Ridgewood, New Jersey, hopefully could go there with vibrators and or loofahs. And if you have a vibrator, turn it on. And take falafel and just go up to him and ask him if he, you know, you hungry, Bill? Here, I brought you some falafel. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. That's a good idea. So if you live in the Ridgewood, New Jersey area and you want to, if you're bored on Sunday at 1 o'clock, you want to have some fun, go by Bookends. It's at 232 East Ridgewood Avenue. And say hi to Mr. O'Reilly with with a vibrator and a loofah sponge. Oh, my God. Now, you know what we're talking about. If you don't know what we're talking about, do a Google on it. That's just the lawsuit that he settled. Boy, did that thing drop off the radar screen quicker than hell, didn't it? What did he settle for? $3-4 million? And Bill Frist, I guess y'all saw this, a campaign fund controlled by Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has lost about $500,000 in stock market investments in the past 4 years, and now it doesn't have enough money to cover a bank loan. That's according to federal election records and the manager of the Frist account. The heaviest losses, which totaled more than $500,000, occurred in a stock index fund in 2001-2002. Now, the reason I bring this up, I frankly don't give a damn. Frist family is wealthy. They've got money to burn. $500,000, that's walking around. That's pocket change. But think now, Social Security funds in the stock market. That's what these Republican monsters, thugs, jackasses are talking about, right? Oh, let's put it all there. Can you imagine a situation like this, right? Huh? Now, Frist people says they have full confidence that the market will rebound by the end of Senator Frist's term in 2007. Well, maybe Bill Frist has 3 years where he can sit back on his well-padded ass and draw on the family fortunes, and his money as a doctor. Oh, I know he was a doctor. I couldn't care less. But he could sit back. His family also is involved in the biggest Medicare fraud, I think, in the history of Medicare, right? Hospital fraud. What was that? What was that? Whatever the hell it was. I mean, this is a corrupt family. They're like the Bush family. They're corrupt. But here, Bill Frist has all this money in his, like most Republicans do, in their reelection, their election campaign funds that are left over. So they put it into investment, stock index fund. And, you know, let's go make some money. Hey, let's go make some money. This is Saturday afternoon frivolity to these freaks. How about mom and pop, right? Who might have, if they're lucky, a couple of hundred thou. That represents everything in their Social Security fund if they live long enough. And these animals want to take that money. They want to make it so mom and pop don't have that anymore. Yeah, let the oldies in your family invest in the stock market. If the stock market crashes, oops, well, sorry. Oh, gee, that's a shame. What, you don't have anything? You don't have any bonds? Oh, well, your mistake. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people, huh? Have I? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
It's not just Ohio. While attention is being focused on the efforts of the Greens, Libertarians, and dissatisfied Democrats to force a recount of presidential ballots in Ohio, it is important to remember that the Buckeye State is not the only place where there are open questions about the November 2 election. In Washington State and Puerto Rico, close gubernatorial races remain unsettled. In North Carolina, where counting equipment screwed up and eliminated thousands of votes, results in two statewide races are so close that some people say new elections should be held. In San Diego, the race for mayor is such a mess that everyone is headed for court. What gives? The United States has no national standard for casting, counting, or recounting votes. As a result, more and more elections are turning into political, legal, and practical nightmares. Once we get the votes counted, we need real election reform in the United States. For more on election reform, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
So nice to have someone voicing my opinion, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Close your eyes and imagine you're on an unspoiled beach somewhere. Sunlight streaming through the palm leaves. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world. Forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld agrees to President Bush's request that he stay on for another term. Retired Colonel P.J. Crowley of the Center for American Progress says Rumsfeld doesn't head into the second Bush administration without some blemishes to his record.
He misjudged the insurgency. He misjudged troop levels. He's been wrong about weapons of mass destruction. His policies on Abu Ghraib and now on enemy combatants are being repudiated by the courts. You know, there's not a lot going right now.
Rumsfeld has said he wants to oversee reforms at the Pentagon and continue handling the Iraq War. Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson won't be hanging around much longer, CNN Radio's Dick Giuliano reports.
HHS Secretary Thompson says it's time he and his family move on to the next chapter in life. Thompson points out that including his time as Wisconsin governor, he's devoted nearly 40 years to public service. Looking back on his 4 years at the big federal health agency, Thompson says he's most proud of the Medicare bill passed by Congress.
We touched the third rail of politics and delivered on our promise to modernize Medicare with prescription drug coverage.
Thompson says he'll stay on the job until his successor is confirmed by the Senate. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
The Associated Press and Reuters report the Navy's investigating photos taken by Navy SEALs of prisoners in Iraq. Some of the photos appear to show troops sitting on hooded and handcuffed detainees. Slugger Barry Bonds reportedly told a grand jury investigating Balco Labs his trainer gave him two substances he didn't know could be steroids. L.A. Dodgers announcer Charlie Steiner believes Bonds could be one of many baseball players who was juiced up.
It was fairly widespread. Forget the silly notion that only 5% of major leaguers were on it. It was far more widespread than that. I can't give you a number. It was a lot larger than 5%.
Bonds' attorney says the leak of his testimony is the result of a smear campaign. This is CNN Radio News.
Everyone is wishing and hoping and thinking.
Get up, get out, get into Sears. It's the Saturday early open sale. A sale so big we had to get started at 7 a.m. And until 10 a.m., take an extra 10% off everything in the store, even on sale prices, like the coolest sweaters and fleece, already 60% off. All toys and game tables are on sale, and DVD players, digital cameras, and camcorders are on sale, too. The Saturday early open sale. Sleep in and you miss out. Sears. Good life, great price. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale 12-404.
You've heard his story 1,000 times. A troubled youth runs away from home, becomes a huge international superstar. But this is not the story of a rock star.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Franklin!
It's the story of Ben Franklin, patriot, inventor, and, yes, ladies' man. Ben Franklin, as only the History Channel can bring you. Catch the lightning this Sunday at 9, 8 Central.
The co-founder of the notorious Colombian Cali drug cartel is on his way to the United States on a government plane. Gilberto Rodriguez Orihuela is charged with importing more than 200,000 kilograms of cocaine into the U.S. over the past 20 years. He's the highest-ranking Colombian kingpin to be sent to the U.S. to face trial. The Ukrainian Supreme Court has tossed out the results of last month's runoff presidential election. A new runoff has been ordered for the day after Christmas. Opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko offered words of congratulations to his supporters.
Freedom and truth is returning to Ukraine owing to today's decision. And this is owing to you.
The earlier results had been marred by allegations of widespread voter fraud. Well, Democrats lost Washington State's governor's race by only 42 votes. Now the party has decided to finance a hand recount of the ballots. This is news from CNN Radio. Jurors heard tearful testimony from Scott Peterson's half-brother Friday on day four of the penalty phase of Peterson's double murder trial. CNN Radio's Rusty Dornan reports.
We've seen some recurrent themes all through these witnesses. There have been 14 so far for the defense. They've been talking about what a great guy Scott Peterson is. He was responsible. He's altruistic, caring, mature, that sort of thing. Also, that he would have a positive effect if he was in prison for the rest of his life. He could have a positive effect on other inmates. And the third theme is if he was put to death, it would have a devastating impact on his family.
Defense attorneys say they still have about 20 more witnesses to call. The Salvation Army takes steps to deal with the shortage of holiday volunteers in the South. For the first time, it's using animated cardboard cutouts to staff donation kettles. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I brought up the fact that I was a diaphragm baby. I was told when I was a kid that I was a mistake, I guess. And apparently my mom's boyfriend, John, said to my mom, why'd you tell your son that he was a mistake? And my mother apparently says, he knows that I like him.
Mistake or not.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
I'm sick of dealing with
what a child learns about violence.
Who do you think you are?
A child learns for life. Teach carefully. War Act Against Violence, and we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. And stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and Act Against Violence.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mike, 92.1.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thank you for joining us. Another item here I want to get on the table before we go to your phone calls. Bush, the big news today, I guess it was today, wasn't it today? Bush nominated Bernard Kerik, or as they all seem to call him, Bernie. They all call him Bernie, don't they? But does this guy look like a cue ball or what? Huh? Does he look like a professional wrestler? All right, so anybody can say that and make fun of the way he looks, but this guy is dangerous. This is a dangerous man. Anyway, Bernie has been nominated as Secretary of Homeland Security. And first, let's hear one of the first things Bush said about it.
Bernie Kerik is one of the most accomplished and effective leaders of law enforcement in America. In his career, he has served as an enlisted military police officer in Korea, a jail warden in New Jersey, a beat cop in Manhattan,
Saudi bodyguard,
New York City Corrections Commissioner,
Saudi bodyguard,
and as New York's 40th Police Commissioner,
Saudi bodyguard,
an office once held by Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, okay.
In every position, he has demonstrated a deep commitment to justice, a heart for the innocent, and a record of great success.
Why didn't you mention, George, that he was a Saudi bodyguard? You know, that's the connection, right? That's the connection. Well, there's more to it than that. Who is it? Ellis Hennigan, writing on Long Island, New York's Newsday, writing in Long Island's New York Newsday today, identifies Carrick. First, the heading of the article, Carrick nomination is a ticking time bomb. He was a campaign bodyguard to Giuliani. He was an errand boy for the Saudi royal family. He's been an energetic exploiter of the September 11th tragedy. And you know, who would know rather than a newspaper man from New York? He's referred to as a scandal-scarred former commissioner of New York Correction and Police Departments. Carrick is the guy who did, according to the writer here, and I remember this guy, shameless swing state Kerry bashing on Bush's behalf. This is the guy that said, I fear another attack, and I fear that attack with Senator Kerry being office responding to it. Now, the writer for New York Newsday says, you know, the White House personnel office really ought to ask some probing questions around New York about this guy. Smart law enforcement professionals in New York were exchanging certain looks and messages yesterday as they shook their heads in disbelief that this guy had been appointed. One correction veteran said he couldn't run the Rikers Island Commissary without getting greedy and making a mess. Now he's going to be in charge of the Department of Homeland Security. Let's just hope the terrorists don't decide to come back. Now, what did this guy do? Well, I don't live in New York. Y'all who live in New York, you know this guy a hell of a lot better than we do out here in the boondocks. But according to New York Newsday, this former subordinate that I just quoted about running the Rikers Commissary was referring to just one of many petty scandals that have hung over Carrick's career. When he ran the correction department, nearly $1 million of tobacco company rebates were diverted into an obscure foundation that Carrick was president of. Now, this was for cigarettes bought with taxpayer money and then sold at inflated prices to jail inmates. But this so-called rebate money, or if you want to call it kickback money, got spent entirely outside the normal rules for public funds. This is just like Dick Cheney and Halliburton. But this guy is a cheesy little two-time bunko artist, right? Now, the board that was set up, this foundation, it says one board member quit in protest when the foundation treasurer refused to provide him with financial reports. No one has ever explained where all the money went. And the New York Newsday says, don't lose sight of this. The Homeland Security chief stands between Osama bin Laden and our good night's sleep. Why did he pull out of Iraq? Oh, this guy went to Iraq then to train the Iraqi police force. Oh, that was successful, right? The writer says, why did he pull out of Iraq so suddenly? Does he think he did a pretty good job teaching the Baghdad police how to keep order and how to behave in a, quote, free and democratic society, end quote, to use his words at the time? Was September 11th commission member John Layman, now you remember Layman, he was Reagan, Secretary of the Navy. Layman called Carrick's leadership after the terror attack scandalous and, quote, not worthy of the Boy Scouts, close quote. That from John Layman, Republican, Secretary of the Navy under Ronald Reagan, calls this bald-headed thug not worthy of the Boy Scouts. Now, the writer at Newsday, Ellis Hennigan, you know, he brings up something here that you and I, unless you live in New York, don't know anything about. And this is this guy, John Picciano. The writer says, what new job does he have in mind for John Picciano, his perennial chief of staff? Could Picciano really pass a federal background check? What about the complaint that he'd beaten up his correction officer girlfriend and waved his gun around? John Picciano. Tony Soprano. Oh, my God. So, you know, there's Bush out there today like he always does. Now, the AP story, written by Scott Lindlaw, who's writes for the Associated Press, he's got, I don't know, printed it out, and it's, what, 3 pages. Not a single word about the scams that Kerrigan engineered in the Associated Press. Not a single word. And the Associated Press story, all it says is he was a paid private security worker in Saudi Arabia. That's all it says, right? So here's another one. Here's another one, right? Here's another one. Now, this is the interesting part. The second little piece of sound we have for you tonight about Bush nominating this guy. And keep in mind, Bernie Kerik's connections with the Saudi royal family. Keeping that in mind, Bush's 9/11 comments here are kind of interesting.
As police commissioner on September the 11th, 2001, Bernie Kerik arrived at the World Trade Center minutes after the first plane hit.
Really?
He was there when the Twin Towers collapsed.
Really?
Bernie Kerik understands the duties that came to America on September the 11th.
Really?
The resolve he felt that morning will guide him every day on his job.
Really? God, it sounds like Bush was a little bit off his Prozac there, didn't it? Kerik arrived at the World Trade Center minutes after the first plane hit. He was there. Kind of makes you wonder if he knew any of the Saudi bombers, huh? Do you suppose? He worked for the Saudi royal family, and the Saudis that came to this country and committed mass murder were not just chumps off the street, were they? This guy looks like a killer, doesn't he? He looks like who's the Undersecretary of State? Huh? Yeah, Armitage. Armitage, who worked for the CIA, involved in wet operations in Southeast Asia back in the 60s and 70s. That means killing people, targeted for assassination. That was Richard Armitage. This guy makes Armitage look like, I don't know. Appearances can be deceiving, right? Bernie. Well, who knows better than people in your own neighborhood, as my mother used to say. And the people in Bernie Kerik's neighborhood seem to feel that this guy is, as the writer at New York Newsday said, a ticking time bomb. Well, that's not very good thing to know, is it? A ticking time. And this petty bunco artist, this guy who steals money from tobacco company rebates for prisoners at Rikers Island, this chump is now the head of the largest government agency put together in what, the past 70 years? This guy's going to get rich, isn't he? Huh? He's going to make Halliburton and Dick Cheney look like pikers. And you think anybody is going to step up to Bernie and say, Hey, what are you doing? Hey! What do you think Bernie's going to say? Here, sucker, eat lead. Have I met? Yeah, I already have. Quick break, we'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. Plain to see, the oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil, so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them while being ass crossed. Take away your rights to freedom, bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major. What would you do if you
Planet Check. Overfishing is off the hook. Oceans Policy Advisor for Greenpeace International, Karen Sack, explains.
47% of major fish stocks have been fully exploited.
That's almost half of fish caught in the world. Then there's bottom trawling.
Bottom trawling is a kind of fishing where heavy nets and chains are dragged along the seafloor to catch very deep water species of fish.
All the habitat those species live in is swept up into the nets at the same time and discarded as bycatch.
It's been likened to a bulldozer bulldozing a tract of old-growth forest to catch a rabbit. That is essentially what is happening out there at the moment.
This type of fishing is completely unregulated. Reel it in at
greenpeace.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and I get turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Stu Levitan here. Quite a show Friday. The topic on the table was whether dress codes at bars were racist and the lines were lit the whole 2 hours. There's more in store Monday when we talk with Mark Buehr about recommendations on making Madison more business friendly. That's Stu Levitan, 5 to 7.
Intelligent conversation, progressive commentary. The Stuart Levitan Show on the Mike 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is Police Officer Cindy Beekner from Madison Area Crime Stoppers. The Fitchburg Police Department needs your help in finding a missing person. Amos Mortier has not been seen or heard from since Monday, November 8th. The circumstances of his disappearance are very unusual and police are concerned for his welfare. Police have conducted an extensive search around Mortier's residence at 5078 Lacey Road, but nothing has been found. If you have any information about Mortier's disappearance, please call the Fitchburg Police Department directly at 270-4300 or Crime Stoppers. The police are also looking for information about 3 robberies of Stop and Go in the city of Madison over a 3-week period. The suspect is described as a black male, 25 to 35 years old, with skin pigmentation or skin tags underneath his eyes. If you have any information about either of these incidents, please call Crime Stoppers at 266-6014. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
Like most college students, I thought I was invincible. Then I got a strain of bacterial meningitis, a rare but deadly disease that strikes certain college students. To save my life, doctors had to amputate my arms and legs. I'm Melanie Benn. I've survived meningitis, but I wish I had known about vaccination. Learn more about meningitis and the vaccine. Visit the website musa.org or call toll-free 1-866-321-4MFA.
This message has been brought to you by the Meningitis Foundation of America.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays from 2 to 5 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. All right, this is the last thing, and then I want to, for now, and I want to get some of your phone calls in. But, you know, once again, it seems like every day you pick up the paper, you get online, and you start finding these stories, and you see one more torture story. I'm not talking necessarily about what the Pentagon is ordering our soldiers to do. I'm talking about the torture perpetrated against gay people in this country. Now it's a woman who is a United Methodist Church minister who happens to be a lesbian. And the church voted to, they put her on trial, and they took away her right to be a minister because she violated the Methodist Church's ban on actively gay clergy. What? Now, see, you know, I've said before, I was brought up Southern Baptist. I shouldn't say that. My grandmother was Southern Baptist, and I used to spend my summers with her, and she had a powerful influence on me. Thank God her religion never did, but I was exposed to it a lot, and I understand it. But when I got to be like 12 years old, clear until the time I finally came out of the ether, I was in the United Methodist Church. I was the president of our church's youth fellowship. I sang in the choir. You know, I've been there, done that, trust me. I don't come by my non-deistic feelings just, you know, from reading books, as they say. It's from, you know, having lived it. But the United Methodist Church, to me, I remember when they joined, when it was the Evangelical United Brethren joined up with the, what was the method? I think it was called the Methodist, I think that's what just called the Methodist Church. But the two churches merged back in, what, the 50s? I remember that. But anyway, the Reverend Irene Elizabeth Stroud was convicted. Isn't that a nice word, convicted, on the second day of her church trial? You see, in my former church, the law bars, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals, end quote, from the ministry. 9 votes were necessary for a conviction, and the jury voted 12-1 to find her guilty. It then voted 7-6 to take away her ministerial duties. Elizabeth, the Reverend Elizabeth the Reverend Irene Elizabeth Stroud said, quote, "I did not go into this trial expecting to win. I went into it knowing it would be a painful moment in the life of the United Methodist Church," end quote. Yeah, I hear you, Reverend. And were I still a member of that church, I would resign at this point. I would walk out and never go back. It's been 17 years since the United Methodist Church has decided to toss someone out of its congregation, or I'm sorry, out of its ministry, because that person happened to be created by God, according to the Methodists, to be gay. Reverend Stroud said she was saddened by the verdict, but also saw it as a teaching moment that showed how divided her denomination is over homosexuality. She's 34, an associate pastor of Philadelphia's First United Methodist Church of Germantown. And she set this case in motion last year when she announced to her bishop and her congregation that she was living in a committed, loving relationship with her partner, Chris Page. Well, we'll have none of that! What?! Reverend Stroud's defense counsel, the Reverend J. Dennis Williams, said in closing arguments on her behalf that, quote, "The heart of the issue is whether all United Methodists, regardless of status, are to be afforded equal rights and equal opportunities," end quote. Well, the answer to that, Reverend J. Dennis Williams, is a resounding hell no, hell no, hell no. I swear to you, you know, if Jesus Christ were to walk the earth right now, oh, to hell with the earth, if he were just to come here and see what these religious fascists, these thugs, are doing to members of his community, that is, humans, there would be hell to pay, wouldn't there? Huh? Wouldn't there be hell to pay? It's tough enough just living. It is. It's tough enough just living. If you're a liberal, if you're gay, if you're a Ukrainian, if you're an American of African descent, if you're I don't know, whatever the hell you are, it is difficult. It's a struggle. And so often the people that can no longer handle the struggle, they just give up. But to attack people for their sexual orientation, who they are, where it concerns their sexuality, that, you know, one of the building blocks of their humanity, to attack them for that. Oh, well, you're queer, so you're not worth being a minister. You're not worth being a school teacher, a police officer, a fireman, a friend. Jesus. Will it ever stop? Will it ever stop? If it ever does stop, at that point, I might open up my brain once again to listen to religious mythology. Until that day comes, to hell with all of it. You know? It's hypocritical. It's a farce. It's a joke. It's a lie. What the hell? We're going to break. When we come back, your phone call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy, your atheist talk show host.
Set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. Like losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Randy Road Show. There's no one else like her.
I wanted to go see rural America. No airline goes there. They just don't. There's no money in it. People can't afford plane tickets. You know, they can barely afford to set up a fake Christmas tree that spins and, you know, sings Silent Night with the color wheel. This is all they hope for now.
The Randy Road Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
It's all about comfort and spreading joy this holiday season at Chalmers Jewelers. Hi, this is Scott Chalmers, inviting you to relax and experience the sights and sounds of the season and let our family of design experts help make your holiday gifts as individual as the people on your list. Is there a design like a family crest or company logo you'd love to see made into a gorgeous piece of jewelry? We can do it. Our designers can custom craft your dreams into a perfect and unique holiday gift. Rings, pins, pendants. If you can dream it, we can make it using state-of-the-art technology exclusively at Chalmers Jewelers. One-of-a-kind jewelry, one-of-a-kind shopping experience, and the comfort of 0% interest until 2006. Comfort and joy is what you'll get at Chalmers Jewelers.
When you want to show just how you feel,
Chalmers Jewelers in Middleton.
Chalmers Jewelers is open weekdays from 9 to 9 until 8 on Saturdays, 6 on Sundays, and 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Help the Ronald McDonald House light the house for families and kids.
They give me a place to live. When I was in the hospital with Ruthie, I would often stay
to Ronald McDonald House overnight. I thank them for that.
Ronald McDonald House Charities of Madison offers a home away from home for families with kids receiving specialized medical treatment. Some families stay for a few nights, others for months at a time. The Ronald McDonald House keeps its lights on with donations from people like you. You can help by supporting the Light the House campaign. For every donation, a light comes to life on the display atop the Princeton Club West. So stop into your local McDonald's restaurant, M&I Bank, Princeton Club, Star Cinema, or the Ronald McDonald House, and make a donation to Light the House.
There's many very fun things to do around there. I could always have a good time there. I just think they're very good people.
Special thanks to McDonald's owner-operators of South Central Wisconsin for sponsoring Light the House. To make an online donation or to learn more, visit lightthehousemadison.org.
In light of some lives, with hope and love.
Young, who got some good minutes in the first half, hits the jumper. Tiffany Young, a junior from Hillsboro, Alabama, has four. Young, 17. And Tiffany Young with a sensational performance off the bench.
5 months after leading Purdue to an NCAA championship, Tiffany Young was killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Part of the fun of going to the ballpark is downing a cold beer and hot dog.
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals.
Now there's a healthy, meat-free alternative good for you and the planet.
There are vegetarians. There are people with cultural inclinations toward a plant-based diet.
Thanks to Soy Happy, a consumer advocacy group that promotes healthy eating, baseball fans can nosh on veggie dogs guilt-free.
Providing vegetarian alternatives in mainstream venues is a good idea. It not only benefits people in terms of their health, but it also benefits animals and it benefits the environment.
Johanna McCloy, founder of Soy Happy, has hit a home run with 11 major league parks serving the soy dogs.
Surprisingly, the Chicago White Sox responded right away, and they've been selling them ever since.
Be greener. Eat the veggie wiener. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
You're listening to Madison's new progressive talk station. Listener supported, Air America powered, The Mike, 92.1, Madison's progressive talk.
Fear of state religion, that's not what we're going for. We don't want for one governmental religion. Government will never, you know, say this is the religion. We're free from society for religion.
Oh, sit down and shut up, will you? Go find yourself another. Yeah, somebody sent me an email, said Carrick looks like Oddjob from the James Bond movies. Yeah, he does. What a dunce. Oh, my God. Oh, well. He, on CNN, after 9-11, Carrick said, quote, "I don't want to hear anything about civil rights from the bleeding heart liberals." In regards to the security measures being considered, he was referring to the Patriot Act. This guy's going to be something, huh? This guy is a real thug. But George likes him. Hell, George doesn't know him from Adam's house cat. Giuliani and Rove said, put this guy in. Okay. All right. Let's do some phone calls because the night is disappearing here rapidly. Dana is calling from New York City. Dana, welcome to the program.
Mike, how's it going?
Hey, it's going. How are you doing?
All right. Having been on hold for about an hour and a half, I've completely lost my train of thought. But,
okay.
But, well, here we go. I think I initially had called in about the DNC needing to do a lot of party building, particularly in the Carolinas, Virginia, and Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's those are some of the, you know, the fastest growing metros, you know, in the country.
Right.
And, you know, I was a campaign volunteer here in the city for Kerry Edwards, and I think one of the most significant differences in the appeal of Kerry versus, say, Clinton was that during his campaign, Clinton went to the NASCAR races. He got booed, but he stood up there, he took the punch in the gut, he had, you know, said his piece and left.
Right.
And moderate conservative, moderate Republicans and conservative Democrats, they respected him for that. You know, Clinton showed, you know, he showed moxie and he showed leadership.
Well, you know, the irony is that Bill Clinton was more conservative in his politics than any NASCAR Democrat that might have attended one of those races and booed him. That's a horrible irony, is the fact that most American voters, and by most I mean at least 50% plus one, are dumber than a sack full of doorknobs. They still refer to Bill Clinton as a liberal. You know, Bill Clinton is about as liberal as Rudy Giuliani is. This is not a liberal. This guy is DLC. He is a conservative Democrat. He was the best Republican president this country ever had. He was. He did a great job as a Republican. But, yeah. You know, he was truly a compassionate... I'm talking about Clinton. Was a compassionate conservative. You know, this is a guy who interrupted his campaign back in 1992 to go home and supervise the execution of Ricky Ray Rector, who was mentally retarded. That's a liberal. Oh, sure, that's a liberal. So, you know, anybody that wants to say to me that Bill Clinton was a liberal, I immediately assume that the person saying that is a moron, is a jackass, is a fool. And if people booed him at NASCAR races, it's because the people booing didn't know who in the hell he was. Didn't understand his politics.
Yeah. Well, another point, you mentioned this Carrot guy not being fit, you know, the comment about him being not being fit to run the Boy Scouts.
Right.
And it brought up, being an Eagle Scout myself, I've carried a lot of anger towards the religious right for hijacking the Boy Scouts of America.
Yeah, there you go.
I was a Boy Scout, and, I came through in the 80s, and, the Boy Scouts had all, that's where all the limp-wristed, the geeky, the social outcast kids, that's where they all went. You know, they learned how to camp and survive, and, they did, public service, picking up trash, painting fences, all that stuff that, it builds character. And, I think it was Bill H. Love, he was the Chief Scout executive that came in, and he spoke at my Eagle banquet, and went down, and I'm a North Carolinian. I just moved up to New York about a year ago, but he was at my Eagle Scout banquet, railing against NAMBLA and liberals and just fire and brimstone, speech. I actually asked him to sign my soapbox instead of my special edition Boy Scout handbook.
Yeah,
he gave me a weird look. I was like, who's this 17-year-old upstart?
Yeah.
Anyway. But, they took away, an outlet for, kids that are, that are different, that don't fit in, a place for them to get better, social skills, and, they've turned it, they just hijacked the entire organization.
Sure.
Because we on the left let them do it.
That's right.
And they've done it successively in, a whole broad range of areas of our culture, and every time they do that, we cower in the corner and we go, please don't hit us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come out swinging. They call us liberal. We call you. We got to call them. They're spiritual pedophiles. They prey upon the innocent.
Yeah, boy, is that the truth. I'm not laughing at the term pedophile. It's just I'd never heard that, spiritual pedophile. That's really.
But it started. The Boy Scout, the hijacking of the Boy Scouts is, it's just, like I said, it's just one example, but it's the larger issue is, we've stopped making, we've let the, spirit of progress get hijacked.
Well, I hope. Dana, I hope that Democrats can reorganize, reclaim the party. I have a feeling, and I'm sorry to say this because I've been a Democrat all my life, but I have a feeling that we're going to have to, the Democratic Party is going to have to be totally reconstituted, maybe even, like one of my emails this evening, change the name, get away from the Terry McAuliffes, get away from the Democratic Leadership Conference, and get back to what Democrats are supposed to be. Dana, let me move on. I've got a lot of people holding on here. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. LaShonda is calling from Austin, Texas. Hey, LaShonda. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am pretty good. I wanted to call in about two things. But the first thing, my main reason when you were talking about the United Methodist Church, I'm actually a member, been a member since I was a kid. And I just relocated to Austin from Detroit to work in politics here. And I found a church home. I thought it was going to be cool, mm-hmm. It was a United Methodist Church with the little flag. I said, oh, there we go. So I started going there, and they were really nice to me. They helped me furnish my apartment. And then we had Bible study one night, and we were discussing the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. Mm-hmm. And my Bible study teacher is this old white guy from East Texas, and we were talking about
Uh-oh.
Different events. And I was like, so let me ask you this. If you could take all these events going on in these two books and apply it to what's going on today, who do you think they're talking about? Who do you think the Antichrist is?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the class looked at him. And he's just like, well, I don't know. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you. I think it's George Bush.
Ow!
I said, he's the Antichrist. You can't tell me he's not the Antichrist. And if you're telling me he's not, I was like, you're lying to yourself. But
right.
I know you can't handle the truth. I was like, I'm sure you voted. And you don't want to think, oh, I voted for the Antichrist, and I'm a good Christian.
Now, you said this in your Bible study class with folks who are, you just got in the group?
Yes.
Bless your heart, LaShonda.
And needless to say, I was given the cold shoulder, and I haven't been back since.
Well, I was just going to say, did you find a new church yet?
No, I've been doing my praise and worship from home.
Well, you know what Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there is my church.
That's right.
You don't need these mega churches or not so mega churches. And besides, what I've been reading here lately, maybe for folks who are Christian, maybe the United Church of Christ is a denomination to check out. I'm sure they're not that much different from Methodists or Presbyterians or even Lutherans, except for, you know, some of these social and sexual hang-ups about who somebody is. So,
right.
You know, maybe checking out the United Church of Christ. I'm sure there's probably a congregation or two in Austin. But, I mean, I'm just talking. I'm not suggesting, anything for your spiritual growth. But I'm just saying, if I were inclined to get back into attempting to set aside everything in my mind that screams reason and get into the mythology of religion, I would probably do it with the United Church of Christ, the UCC. But that, you know, I like you, are you from Detroit?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm from Toledo, you know, Ohio, and I grew up more or less as a teenager in the Methodist Church too. So I know what you're talking about.
Yes. So it was pretty crazy, and after that. Because I originally came here to Texas to do my magazine
uh-huh.
for young people, and I changed my whole format, and now I'm doing like a series of lectures here in Austin starting in February talking about George Bush is the Antichrist.
You better watch out.
I know. My friends have thought, they think I've lost my mind.
Right. Well, stay in touch, LaShonda. Let us know how it develops. Let me know if you find a church, all right?
Yes, I will do that. Mike, one more thing, quickly.
Sure.
Have you heard about the story about the woman that filed a lawsuit against George Bush, and now she's dead?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all those stories that surfaced and popped up a couple of years ago. Yeah, I know. And she's gone, and that's it. Nobody ever heard about it. Down the memory hole, it's all over.
Yeah, what's up with that? Nobody wants to cover it?
I don't know, but you watch your step, okay? Don't be talking about George Bush's the Antichrist in the basement of that Methodist church in Texas. Watch out, LaShonda.
I definitely will, and I will keep in touch.
All right. Thanks for checking
in.
Bye-bye. Right, quick break. We'll be right back. Mohammed, Diane, Tim, Daniel, David, we're going to get to your phone calls here coming up real quick. Do stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
I do not feel the romance. I can't catch a spark like a race car.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure, 1-800-420-5411. That's 1-800-420-5411, or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today, 1-800-420-5411.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Lee Rayburn is not your standard local weekend talk show host.
You know the system is broken when the Environmental Protection Agency is asking poor people in Florida if they can examine their children for toxins. In exchange, we'll give you a T-shirt. What do you think that T-shirt's going to say? My government poisoned me and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Saturdays from noon to 3, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
And now, classic endings brought to you by Isthmus Lighting.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
We'll see you on flip side.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
I got a classic ending for you.
Say 50 to 70%.
Whoa, that is not a classic ending.
It is now, because Isthmus Lighting is ending their retail lighting business. So right now, you'll save 50 to 70% at both Isthmus Lighting locations. Save 50% on indoor and outdoor light fixtures, ceiling fans, lamps, and accessories. Save 60% on all crystal pieces. Save 70% on mini pendants, odds, ends, and one-of-a-kinds. Ending business deals are going on right now at both Isthmus Lighting locations, Easttown Boulevard and on Verona Road.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
And that's the way it is.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand every word.
Puts it towards the net. The Badgers score. Crashing in on the play, Ryan McMurtry beats the netminder. 1-0 Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin men's hockey team returns to the Kohl Center on December 3rd and 4th as they take on Minnesota Duluth. Face-off is 7:05 p.m. both nights. Why not grab a Famous Footwear family four-pack? That's four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and a $5 Famous Footwear gift card for just $56. Additional tickets, which also include a soda and hot dog, are only $14. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
If you had invested $50 in a mutual fund 20 years ago, you would have gotten back $452. If you had invested $50 in the United Negro College Fund, you would have gotten back Samuel L. Jackson. By giving to the United Negro College Fund, you can make sure high school graduates get their chance to become college graduates. So please support the United Negro College Fund. To donate, call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from the mic, 92.1.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Muhammad is calling from New York City. Muhammad, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike Malloy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you. I would like to just say thank you for being the voice of America, actual true America. You, Randy Rhoads, Sam Steeder, Janine Garofalo, y'all are just the voice and the fresh air that we need.
Don't we have a collection of folks here at Air America? God, I listen to this network during the day, and it rocks and socks me.
Y'all rock and sock me all the time. I'm just thankful to just hear somebody just tell the truth about this joke administration. I mean, this administration still blows me away. Not only that, I have about like two things I want to get off my chest.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about Bernard Cherik. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, this guy. Listen, let me tell you, there's a couple of threads going at Democratic Underground right now about Cherik. Is it true that this guy, his mother was a prostitute and was murdered when he was 4 years old?
Yes, it's been true. It's been true, and I'm not going to lie to you. I was a New York City hospital police officer during the Thug Giuliani administration and also during his administration. The best police commissioner we ever had was Bill Bratton, and thank God bless him. And yeah, he's a Los Angeles police chief. Mm-hmm. But under the Giuliani administration, we've had so many officers leave the New York City Police Department. They weren't just leaving in the hundreds. I'm talking about 2,000 here, 5,000 there, blah 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 this, blah blah,
right,
blah that. Officers leaving, and this guy, he's a joke. He's literally a joke. Why would you appoint a joke to a Department of Homeland Security, which is still a joke to me? I look at Homeland Security as, God damn, this is what we have? I mean, I'm going to quote something from Wesley Clark. He said if George Bush would have done his job before 9/11, we wouldn't have a 9/11 to talk about. We wouldn't have a strike of 9/11 to even think about. I mean, all these people were Saudis and all sort of stuff. I mean, how could you let a mass murderer get a three-month head start who killed 3,000 Americans?
Yeah, I hear you.
You trade him off to the warlords of Afghanistan, who grows the world's largest coke in the world. I mean, where do you think all this coke is coming from now?
You mean the heroin?
Yeah, coke, heroin, sell the same thing to me. God damn!
Well,
and
no, wait.
Guy,
wait, you got it. You got. Wait a minute. Wait, Muhammad. You got to watch your language a little bit, okay?
I'm sorry.
All right, because I know it. Wait. I know it feels like it's just you and I talking, but there's all kinds of people listening, and you got to you got to watch your language. All right.
I'm sorry. It's just that it amazes me that this guy, this commissioner, who officers have left, not only in the hundreds, they left in the thousands. And I left myself because I couldn't take it. I could not take being under an administration who underfunds their police department, who thinks their police officers are a joke.
Right.
The NYPD is very underpaid. I've never been on a brother department that has been so underpaid. And
What did you do with the police?
I was a New York City hospital police officer, and during 9/11, I saw the towers fall, and I lost 16 of my best friends that were Port Authority cops in those two buildings because we were all going to go play paintball one day, and we were going to play paintball the Saturday after 9/11. Me and my brother and like 16 of my friends, we're all going to go play. It was just the annual tradition that we do, like, before the summer.
Right.
Before the summer's over. And I was at work, and my brother asked me, can he, you know, borrow some money because he just started his new job working for Coconuts. And I was like, okay, no problem. You know, you can have whatever you want. You know, we're gonna do this and stuff like that. And I was doing some overtime, and I talked to them, and then all of a sudden I went home. I said, you know what, I'm going to take my lazy butt home because my pager bill was on the 87th floor of the World Trade Center of the first tower. So I said, let me take my lazy butt home because I'm tired.
Right.
I just did a double. You know, I got, you know, paintball practice and everything like that.
And your friends went on?
My friends, they were in the buildings. They were Port Authority cops.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
They perished. They're dead. I couldn't believe when I got home that most of my friends that were married and that were getting ready to have children, they're gone. They're dead.
Oh, my God.
And I fault this administration because this administration not only cheated to get in office, but didn't do their job.
Yeah.
And under the Clinton administration, I mean, people would have been flipping coins to see who's going to lose their job under the Clinton administration. The Clinton administration has probably prosecuted more terrorists than you can count on one hand.
Oh, sure.
This administration has barely prosecuted anybody and thinks that torture is just the way to go. And this guy, Roberto Gonzalez, thinks that the Geneva Convention doesn't apply to the United States.
Yeah, you know, when you look at this crew that Bush is appointing for his second 4 years, I mean, these are some people who are real dangers to the American public, and I don't think Americans understand yet.
You have somebody
like this Negroponte over in Iraq, and then you got Elliot Abrams here, and then you have Carrick, and then you have Gonzalez.
Well, John Carrick couldn't run a police department if the police department was the United States. Why did you go? And I mean, the New York City Police Department is one of the, one of the best police departments in the nation. But under his administration, it was one of the worst. First administrations, the Amadou Diallo shooting and all of this stuff. Why would you give those cops?
I know.
Why?
Hey, Mohammed, we're coming up here on a break. I'm going to have to leave it there. Listen, I hope you call again. Is this the first time you've called this program?
This is my first time I called, and I would like to say thank you to all of you because you guys are telling the truth, and America needs the truth right now.
Okay,
and we need it.
Check in with us once in a while, okay?
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. Back to your phone calls. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Every time he says, freedom's on the march and they hate our freedom and this is why they're struggling in Iraq, my head spins around like Linda Blair and I start spitting green pea soup. I just feel like I've been taken over by the devil who's writing on my belly backwards. Help me. I just want to get a Ouija board out and spell it out to somebody who will finally tell the president, stop doing that.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I'm Jordan Lesser from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushay. At the request of President Bush, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld will remain at his cabinet post. Same can't be said, however, for Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson. Our Elaine Cajano reports.
A former Wisconsin governor, 63 years old. This was an announcement that was not unexpected, and already the talk has been centering on his potential successor, possibly Mark McClellan, now FDA commissioner, formerly the head of Medicare and Medicaid.
While on his way out, Thompson warned of weaknesses in the war on terror, saying it would be easy for terrorists to strike the nation's food supply, especially imports from the Middle East. Well, a string of gas stations in Madrid have been bombed, though we're not hearing any reports of death. The attacks, reportedly staged by ETA, struck as thousands were leaving town for a weekend holiday. 9/11 widows are pleased with President Bush's choice of former New York cop Bernard Kerik to be the next Secretary of Homeland Security, as is Rudy Giuliani, CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten reports.
Giuliani always had strong confidence in Kerik's ability as his police commissioner, and he says he comes to this new post uniquely qualified because Kerik understands what it's like to be on the front lines in the fight against terrorism.
We'll understand immediately, in a way that few others can, you know, what it means to be a first responder, because he was one, both as a police officer and as a police commissioner.
Giuliani also says Kerik lived through the 9/11 terror attack and oversaw the police response to the incident, another unique qualification. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
The Navy is investigating photos that appear to show Navy SEALs abusing Iraqis. The pictures possibly taken in May of last year, making them potentially the earliest evidence of such abuse in Iraq. The highest-ranking Colombian kingpin is en route to the U.S. The founder of the notorious Cali drug cartel, Gilberto Orihuela, is being extradited for trial. This is CNN Radio News.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Southern California. The Catholic Diocese of Orange agrees to pay out a record clergy abuse settlement of $100 million. David Guerrero is one of the 87 plaintiffs.
For once, them coming in tonight and settling these cases and apologizing, and for Bishop Brown saying that he's going to handwrite a letter of apology to each and every victim, I mean, I couldn't stop crying.
The victims were molested by 43 priests, nuns, teachers, and even a choir director. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that Barry Bonds testified to a grand jury that he used substances given to him by a trainer indicted on a steroid distribution ring, but didn't know if they were steroids.
It's important to recognize we're getting information from leaks out of the grand jury, in part from snippets of admissions, and I think it's still early to get the full story.
That's former Major League Baseball Commissioner Faye Vincent. Bonds' attorney says the player did nothing wrong. This is CNN. U.S. defense officials announced that China is much further along than expected in constructing a brand new type of nuclear submarine. The O-94 is the first in line of defense subs capable of firing intercontinental ballistic missiles. Washington says China's prototype could be immersed in months. Well, once again, the U.S. Postal Service is asking you to mail early for the holidays. Our Ed McCarthy reports.
Between now and Christmas, 20 billion cards will head to their destinations. Postal spokesman Michael Miles says allow extra time if the mail is headed out of the country. The best advice to check with your local post office for mailing deadlines.
Because it's Christmas, lines will be longer at post offices. If you can do as much as you can before you get to the post office, you can save yourself some time.
Customers can avoid long lines by using a new kiosk called an automated postal center.
I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These guys are complete hypocrites. I mean, you know, they don't even talk about, none of these Christians ever talk about helping poor people. They never talk about stopping war. They never talk about any of the things that Christ preached about. Yet all they talk about is controlling our rights and deciding what we should think and do and how we should act. That's all they do.
Absolutely. Morning's edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up. because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themike921.com.
Six and a half past the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Welcome back. Back to your phone calls here in just a second. It is official now, according to... where did I find this? Associated Press reported this. Evidence gained by torture can be used by the military in deciding whether to imprison a foreigner indefinitely at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as an enemy combatant, the U.S. government says. Evidence gained by torture. Jesus. This has been... the statements produced under torture have been inadmissible in U.S. courts for about 70 years. We have, 500-600 people, we'll never know, in detention in Cuba. Some of them without charges for up to 3 years so far. I mean, it's just horrifying, isn't it? To think that this is being done in the name of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and Ben Franklin and all those old white dudes who in an imperfect way tried to establish, the grand experiment. The experiment is finished. You understand that, don't you? Huh? I understand it. It's very clear in my mind. The experiment is finished. Freedom, democracy, justice, fair play, ethical behavior, morality, the right of a free people to elect its leaders based on truth. It's over. You know it as well as I do. And, we can sit around our asses and mourn the fact that it's over, or we can spend, like I've been saying, the next 20, 30, 40 years, some of you will be around that long, rebuilding or attempting to rebuild. You know, how long ago was it when we were warned that if we created a vacuum with our absence where it concerns our system of government, that something would step into that vacuum? And the only thing that ever steps into a political vacuum is totalitarianism. You know that, and I know it. As long as there is democracy or representative government or in whatever form, parliamentarianism, our system, that fills up the room. But as soon as people stop participating, I've been talking about it, you've been talking about it for what, 25, 30 years? Every time we had an election in this country and 38% of the people would turn out and 22% would turn out and 53% would turn out and the rest of the world, 90% turn out, 88% turn out. It was a given that eventually we'd lose it. We've lost it. When evidence gained through torture is okay to use in a military court, think about that for a second. I don't know. This violates fundamental fairness, a due process. What doesn't it violate? In the first place, about 70 years ago when the Supreme Court stopped the use of evidence produced by a torture, it was very, very practical reason. Because the information's no damn good. If somebody were pulling your fingernails off or crushing your scrotum, if you happen to be male, wouldn't you say, yes, oh, whatever? Isn't evidence or confessions or whatever the hell they're looking for, isn't it valid if it comes as a result of investigation or simple interrogation processes that don't involve psychological, physical, mental abuse and torture? Okay, put some abuse in, but torture? These detainees, they can't have lawyers. They can't see the evidence against them. There's no way that they can rebut the charges against them. Jesus, God in heaven, that's where we are. That's where we are. You can be locked up now, charged with a crime. You don't know if you'll ever be brought to trial. You can't see the evidence. You can't have an attorney. You can't have nothing. You sit in a damn dog cage. And now this. A district judge in a U.S. district court has ruled that evidence gained by torture can be used. Now, in a military court of law, how long do you think it'll be before evidence used by gained by torture can be used in criminal, or I should say in civilian courts as opposed to military? Somebody's charged with murder, and they either won't talk or they insist they're innocent, and the authorities insist they're guilty. Okay, crush his scrotum. That'll get him to talk, won't it? Huh? Pound a nail into his tongue. Use the pictures from Abu Ghraib as a manual. Do that. Now, to top it off, the United States Army has closed a hearing in Fort Carson, Colorado. This just occurred late yesterday. They have closed a hearing on whether three soldiers will be court-martialed for allegedly suffocating an Iraqi general during an interrogation last year. They had this guy in custody, and the charge is they murdered him. They suffocated him. They murdered him. Now, there's a hearing going on at Fort Carson, Colorado, an Article 32 hearing. That's a military equivalent of a preliminary hearing. This hearing is going. The Army's decided to close it to the press and the public. The press and the public. What the hell is the Army? What is Fort Carson? What is Colorado? What is the United States? What the hell is going on? Why did they close it? Well, an Army captain says allowing the public and the media to observe, quote, would cause serious damage to national security, end quote, and could jeopardize the defendant's safety. What? They're on a military base? They're in military custody, and their safety could be jeopardized if in this country we were allowed, as we always have been, to understand what is going on in a criminal case. An attorney for the Denver Post had argued that the closing of the proceedings should be limited to testimony that could threaten national security. So what does the Army come back with? Well, everything threatens national security now. And the attorney for the Denver Post said that many of the details in this general suffocation have already been publicized. The attorney said this is information the American people are profoundly and legitimately interested in knowing about. The three defendants and one other soldier accused of smothering Major General Ahmed Mohammed Mahoush, 57 years old, in November 2003. Chief Warrant Officers Jefferson Williams and Lewis Welsh Chauffeur Jr., Sergeant First Class William Summer, and Specialist Jerry Loper are charged with murder and dereliction of duty. Williams, Summer, and Welsh Chauffeur are with military intelligence. Now the charge is they took this guy and murdered him. They murdered him. Now I also got an email from or saw a posting. I forget what it is. A woman whose husband was a member of the SEALs. Apparently, there are photographs surfacing that either predate Abu Ghraib, were Navy SEALs. took videos and photographs of atrocities being committed against Iraqis. How much of this can this society absorb? How much can we stand? Usually what we do in situations like this, what we Americans do, we put our hands over our ears and start saying la 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 real loud so we don't hear any of this. You know, so we can't know. We can't know what we're capable of. We can't know that the land of the free and the home of the brave can also be a cesspool that produces the most vile kinds of acts since what? I don't know. Since yesterday. Is this, you know, maybe this is what we've always been about, and you and I just didn't know it. Huh? We're just too busy, you know, working, trying to get our kids through school, maybe going to church for people who go to church, or, attending Klan rallies. I don't know, whatever the hell people do. And here we're doing this. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
Don't you think there would be embarrassment about even writing the phrase, "We will now allow indicted legislators to have leadership roles"?
Well, remember, people are innocent until proven guilty. Just because they're indicted doesn't mean that Tom DeLay is guilty of anything other than being a giant jerk.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. Basketball great Charles Barkley.
I got a little pop quiz for you. What do I have a hard time keeping shut? And what is my nickname? And now I got one for you. Do you know your kid's principal's nickname?
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Take a deep breath, if you dare. Eric Tracy for Fresh Air. Do you remember when taking a deep breath wasn't a health risk? Well, Fresh Air offers a comprehensive line of air purifiers for your home, your vehicles, your hotel room, your office, your factory, and now even a personal air purifier that goes with you wherever you go. The Fresh Air Buddy could change your life. Now, are you an allergy sufferer, susceptible to every bacteria or virus that comes down the pike? Are you sensitive to perfumes or other odors? Then make a phone call and learn about the Fresh Air Buddy. The Fresh Air Buddy around your neck generates intensely charged particles, creating an almost contaminant-free breathing zone. Just try the Fresh Air Buddy for 1 hour and you'll be amazed that you no longer notice dust, smoke, toxins, allergens, or any offending particle or odor. Will the Fresh Air Buddy help you? You can decide risk-free. Here's the number to call.
Call 877-FRESH-38 now for your risk-free trial of Fresh Air. That's 877-FRESH-38. It's that easy. 877-FRESH-38. And breathe fresh air.
Politics have never been more important. Get informed and get involved. This is the Mike 92.1.
Past the hour. Oh no. Oh no. Man, I did it again, didn't I? Huh? Kathy, I got to spend more time researching stuff I do on this program, less time hanging out with a baby during the day. I really do. Melanie in Houston sent this to me. Mike, I want to respond to the person who emailed you about Sears. Oh, God. If you heard the first part of the program, I said Sears, you know, hooray, hooray for Sears because they have this policy where if their employees get called up from reserves into active duty, Sears pays the difference between what they make in the military and what they were making at Sears, and Sears maintains their benefits package and all this stuff for up to 2 years. All right, so Melanie writes in, Mike, I wanted to respond to the person who emailed you about Sears. Two things. Unless their practices have changed drastically in the last decade, and let's face it, most employers have gotten worse, not better, Sears is not a labor-friendly employer. Most of their employees are considered part-time. The standard method of operating for Sears is to schedule someone full-time hours, say 32-plus hours a week, for several weeks in a row, then drop them back to part-time hours for a week in order to preserve their part-time status. Only full-time employees receive benefits. Regarding the pay differential for reservist employees who are called up, it's only offered to full-time employees. And then she has a website here, consumeraffairs.com. To verify that. Melanie goes on. So unless there's been some drastic improvement in Sears labor policies, there are very, very few employees affected by this seemingly generous and patriotic gesture. In my mind, Melanie writes, this is just another smoke and mirror scheme. Sears appears to be doing the right thing, garners a little free advertising, it tugs on the heartstrings of shoppers, shoppers loosen their purse strings, Sears makes more money. It would be more impressive if they were offering this benefit to all employees. Then they would truly be doing the right thing. And also, Mike, have you heard of the website ChooseTheBlue.com? Yes, I have. But apparently I haven't gone there enough, because then Melanie writes, it lists corporations as red or blue according to their political donations so we can make wise decisions about where we liberals spend our money. Sears is listed as red. 76% of their political contributions go to Republicans. So, Melanie finishes, don't spend any more money at Sears than you have to. Yeah, thanks, Melanie. God, I've got to stop going for walks with the baby and hanging out and going for a coffee break and, you know, answering emails and start doing better research. What were you going to say, Miss Producer Woman?
Well, where do we go buy our dented used appliances? Is there a blue-friendly used appliance place?
Well, what we have to do is go to choosetheblue.com. It's a website. You know, we know about it. I guess we just haven't taken it seriously, and maybe we should. Okay, well, thanks, Melanie. I don't know. It's, you know, y'all's call, Sears or not Sears, but damn. I can't stand it anymore. I wonder if Sears figures that they have the right to torture their employees, like the U.S. military now says it's okay to use the testimony gotten from tortured people. Oh, God, I don't know. Where in the hell do we live? How did we fall down the rabbit hole? Does anybody know? I am so sick of chasing the white rabbit. I'm so tired of getting in the way of the Red Queen. You know, the March Hare and the Tea Party and the Cheshire Cat. Don't you feel that way sometimes, Truth Seeker? Don't you feel like you have slid down the rabbit hole? It's okay to use testimony gotten through torture. And they're closing the preliminary hearing of four U.S. soldiers charged with murdering, suffocating an Iraqi POW, I guess POW. Are we really at war? I mean, I don't know. What, we invaded their country for no reason. No legitimate reason. Yeah, Saddam is, you know, is, was, whatever happened to him. Saddam is, you know, a thug, terrible man. So let's go in and just gratuitously, as the spirit moves us, execute this general by suffocation. Nice. I don't know anymore. I don't know. I don't even try to know anymore. I just, I don't know. Well, it's a Christmas season, so, you know, we can... But now we can't go to Sears. I guess other companies have scratch-and-dent warehouses that we can check out, right? Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Quentin, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Well, bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes. I mean, phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quentin, I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I'll tell you who the us and them is. It's every American and the government. This government, this administration. All administrations do their weird stuff in the name of national security. But this one is unbelievably cruel.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5,
on Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest-growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when that truck came out of nowhere, you wouldn't be stuck in that wheelchair. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. And you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are your glasses or contacts driving you nuts? Have you considered laser vision correction but just aren't sure it's right for you yet? If this sounds like you, then listen to this surprising story from the world's greatest golfer, Tiger Woods.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. For years, I played golf with an invisible handicap. It was my contact lenses. My eyes would sting, burn, and water, all the while I was trying to concentrate on championship golf.
Then Tiger discovered what he described as a miracle from the doctors at TLC Laser Eye Centers.
I had the LASIK procedure with the TLC Laser Eye Center surgeon, and the results were fabulous.
Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contact lenses.
I'm 20/20 with no contacts. It's unbelievable not to have to deal with the hassles and frustrations of glasses or contacts.
Call 1-800-400-6787 now for all the exciting details, including a free video and complimentary evaluation. Call now to find out more today. 1-800-400-6787. That's 1-800-400-6787.
A new day in talk radio. Common sense. From the left side of the dial. The Mic 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Boy, that's pretty scary. During the break, we went to, what is it, buytheblue.com? Choosetheblue.com? Looks like we're going to have to reactivate our old Costco membership card. What was that, $45 a year or something like that? We're going to have to buy everything at Costco. But they don't have a scratch and dent, do they? I don't even know. Anyway, thanks again to Melanie. I don't know why we haven't gone to Buy the Blue. Is that Buy the Blue? ChooseTheBlue.com. It's pretty scary. I mean, what are you going to do? There are some companies in there that are, 70, 80, 90, 100% political contributions to Republican candidates. You know, my thought, of course, is that it should be illegal, punishable by, I don't know what, death for any corporation, any company in any way, manner, shape, or form to make contributions to political party contributions. You know, I truly believe that the political party should be funded with publicly. That just the part of doing business in the United States. Part of doing business in the United States, I don't know what the amount would be, $10, $20, but you get dinged every time you file your income tax. Just part of doing business in the United States, part of living here, by God, you get dinged $20 every single taxpayer. How many taxpayers are there? 100 million? What would that be? $2 billion? Is that enough? For God's sake, is that enough? And the corporations would be, first of all, they would be taxed on their profits, just like you and I are taxed on our earnings. They'd be taxed on their earnings. There'd be no such thing as offshore tax shelters for these bastards. And no company, under any circumstances, could make a contribution. If an individual employee wants to make a contribution, fine. No, not fine. What the hell am I saying? There's no such thing as political contributions other than the $15 or $20 that you're dinged when you file your income tax. Period. I know that's ridiculous. Now I get 30 emails in here telling me why that won't work. But I'm a man with a simplistic mind. Remember, I keep telling you, I'm a high school graduate. I don't think real deeply into stuff. So to me, that works. $15, $20 from every federal income tax for, you know, you don't even have to check the box. Just, it's a given. It's printed on the form.
And this $15 is your contribution to keeping America at least reasonably free from corruption.
Good God. Corporations contributing to political parties. Now, why do they do that? Because they're good civic citizens, they're great sponsors of freedom and democracy. Yeah, sure. All right, Diane is calling from Tampa. Diane, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Well, thank you. I'd like to say this is Diane from the other side of the looking glass. Wow, what a night this has been. It's just been fantastic. I want to thank you for your nightly moral outrages. They do wonders for me. And I also want to say to you right off, never mind taking time away from the baby. That's your therapy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Have everything right. That's what we're all about. And I am so excited. I do believe things are happening that are good. And I'll tell you what I think it is. I think that it's got to go this way. You know, the undercurrent has been there for a long time, and I think it's got to work its way out of the system. I think that it's been exciting for me. Trust me, I am not an optimist. I was in a ball, a fetal position for 3 months after the first election.
Uh-huh.
And it's taken me a long time to get healthy and to begin to be politically active where I wasn't before. And I am seeing so many people out there that, like myself, have not been politically active.
Mm-hmm.
It's I just can't tell you the feeling I get seeing this undercurrent begin. I think it's got to get worse. And, you know, you wake up every day and you think, oh, it can't get any worse. We are already chest deep in it. It can't get any more blatant. It can't get any more corrupt. Let's face it, they aren't even hiding it anymore. They make no attempt to hide it. There is so much I just out and out deception, but it's out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. Because the way I look at it, there's going to be a tipping point.
Well, you know, Diane, I keep hoping that, too, that as you say, it's out in the open. Everybody can see it. If people are paying attention. You know, I'm sitting here talking about Sears without realizing that Sears contributes almost 80% of its political contributions to Republicans who work against my interests and my children's interests and my grandchildren's interests. So, if people are paying attention, you're right. There will be a tipping point. Now, have you considered this, though? When that tipping point comes, will the police state apparatus be so firmly in place in this country at that point that when everybody goes, oh, well, look, it'll be too late to do anything?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's a possibility. I don't read the future. And let's face it, if
well, no, wait. You don't need to read the future. You just need to be able to read the past. I'm talking about we've got example after example. I hate to keep picking Germany, but we have that as a classic example. Germany in the 20s and 30s, Italy in the 20s. We have the examples.
Well, let me say this about that. In Germany in the 30s, and I couldn't agree more with you about the parallels. There was a factor that was missing, and that is modern-day communication. That is, we're in touch with the world. I talk with people from Australia and England on a regular basis, and I think that is what's going to do it. It's not the same. It isn't the same. We have more access, and people are talking. You tell me you learned tonight about Sears. Well, I learned tonight about Sears. And every day that we learn something is a day that we get stronger. So we need to be able to tell that to each other. And we also need to be able to remind ourselves that we do have the moral prerogatives. We don't need to go any further than to read the Declaration of Independence and to know that we've got it. And we just need to be strong and stand up. I was listening earlier, to the other people that spoke, LaShonda talking about standing in church and talking about Bush being the Antichrist. I got thrown out of a church in 1981 with my husband. This is in Virginia Beach.
Uh-huh.
Very strong military town, I guess you would agree.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, surrounded by military bases.
Mostly
my
naval,
husband was
yeah.
A full-dress military. It was right after the war in Granada, and which he was involved in. We went to church. I begged him to go, and the church was packed, 2,300 people in church. And as we were sitting there, I began to listen, really listen, to what was being said, and
right.
I realized I'd been rationalizing. Well, I just wanted to go. I didn't want to make a scene. I just wanted to get out, but because the church was so crowded, I couldn't.
Right.
So I stood up, and I was so scared, just shaking. I stood up, and when the man finally recognized me from the pulpit, when he let me stand, believe me, 20 minutes, he let me stand. And when he stood, when I stood and talked, I was as calm as I am now, and I said, and so that everyone could hear me, that I was hurting. I wanted to belong. I wanted to be there. And I said, if we are right, what are we so afraid of? And then I read the passage from Jesus, Matthew 5:46, where Jesus says, if you only love people like yourself, what good are you? Even sinners do that. Well, the man on the pulpit was already trying to get them to come get me. In fact, they literally were going to pick me up by my armpits and take me out. But my husband stood up and stopped them from doing that.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, everyone around me, because they weren't looking at him, everyone around me was saying, hallelujah, amen. Because I wasn't being belligerent.
Right.
Because I was being heartfelt. And the point of what I'm trying to get to is, I mean, it was shattering for me. Trust me, being thrown out of church is shattering.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Being escorted out and having somebody say as you're leaving that the devil made you do it, shattering. I cried for days. The thing is, I stood up. It was the first time I ever stood up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. And I am standing up again. I went up to Washington and stood up with the women in April, took my daughters, my granddaughter, exposed her. We have dialogue happening. I came back and told as many people as I could.
Diane, there's our break music. That's a great story. That church story is great. And thanks for sharing it with us. We got a break here, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for checking in. That's a good story. We'll talk to you again next time. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure, 1-800-420-5411. That's 1-800-420-5411, or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today, 1-800-420-5411.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
We are coming to you courtesy of 92.1 The Mic today, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I want to tell everyone, Madison's going to lead the way!
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I can feel it in the air out here in Madison.
Madison, you're on The Mic.
It's really an opportunity for Madison and for Wisconsin to let its voice be heard.
Stay informed and stay involved.
Here on Air America Radio.
Live in Madison.
Thank you, Madison!
The Mic.
Thank you!
92.1.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. It's why there's EarthShare, the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Worried about 4 more years of government secrecy and attacks on your rights? Go to www.readmojo.com and subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine, your antidote to government corruption. At readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10 a year, 70% off the newsstand price. This month, read our investigation into the Justice Department's continued assault on civil liberties. Pick up Mother Jones, your source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism, by going to readmojo.com today.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, well, our aim is to put you to sleep for sure. Credit where credit's due. The program was engineered by Jason Isaac in New York City tonight. Colin was off? Just Jason? Thanks, Jason. Linda Blake handled your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. If you have time over the weekend, check out two websites I want you to check out, along with everything else I asked you to do. Jesus, AirAmericaRadio.com and MikeMalloy.com. And the topics that you hear on this program are linked where we got them at on the first page of our website. So if you hear something on this program other than, you know, just wild-eyed gibberish that comes from me, if you hear something that I'm presenting as fact, we try to source it so that you can check it out yourself. Tim is calling from San Francisco. Tim, thanks for your patience and welcome to the program.
It's Jim, actually.
Jim. Well, I meant to say Jim. I'm just getting a little bit blurry from holding on
long
here. Yeah.
That's okay. Hey, you put me in the enviable position of being able to talk to tomorrow.
There you go. That's right. You're in San Francisco, and we're way the hell over here behind the cornpone curtain in Atlanta, Georgia. Let her rip, pal.
Okay. I got two questions. One of them is rhetorical. The other is a seeker of truth.
Okay. Go for it.
Rhetorical question. Are the neocons so obtuse as to not perceive the irony of their complaints about the Ukrainian elections as opposed to what happened in Ohio and elsewhere?
Okay.
Or are they just laughing up their sleeve?
I realize it's rhetorical, but the answer is probably yes and no. Now, next one.
Okay. Now, it's my understanding, and you said something different earlier, it's my understanding that Blackwell has to certify the election results on Monday, or at least he's announced that, which means that the recount can begin then. It's unlikely that it will be finished before December 18th when the Electoral College meets.
That's right.
So the next...
Yeah, go ahead. No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. And is it December 18th or December 13th?
I thought it was the 18th.
Okay.
But in any case, the next key date is January 6th when the results are certified before Congress. Now, we learned, or at least I learned, in 2000 that it takes one representative and one senator to protest.
Right.
Now, for the sake of this discussion, let's assume that there is a senator with the courage of conscience that's going to retire in 2 years anyway that will stand up. And we already know there's at least one House member that will stand up.
Right.
So, what happens next?
Well, I would like to think that at least one Democratic senator would find...
Well, it doesn't have to be a Democrat.
Well, I understand, but it's damn sure not going to be a Republican. But I would hope that one Democratic senator would find his or her spine and do something this time. But I'm not counting on it. I swear to God, Jim, I'm not counting on it. Watching what we watched when the members of the Black Caucus, the House Black Caucus, practically begged in 2000 or in 2001, the certification practically begged for one senator, and nobody, not one, would step forward. I don't know.
Well, okay, no, but that's not what I'm getting at.
Okay,
what I'm getting at is what's the next procedure?
Revolution.
I don't know.
Some people suggest revolution, velvet revolution.
No. I'm assuming that it is protested.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what the next step is, Jim. I have no idea.
I have not been able to find out.
Well, if you're talking about the next legal step, I doubt if there is one. If you're talking about the next step that the American public will take, it's probably to accept what the fate, and just say, well, you know, the progressives, the liberals will curse it, and knowing that we have no power, no legal power, we don't have the judiciary, we don't have the legislative, we don't have the executive, I guess the next step is to work on the state level. And
I understand the 20, 30, 40 year plan, but I'm saying, what if it is protested in Congress? What does Congress do next?
Oh, they vote.
How?
We went through this last night. Each member of the either the House or the Senate or both has one vote, and which means that assuming all the Republicans voted to overcome the objection,
sure,
it would just be overcome.
Right. Okay. That's an en masse vote. It is not by state delegation.
I'm not sure. It seems to me each member of either the House or the Senate or the House and Senate, each member or each state or something. You may be right. It may be the delegation. I'm drawing a blank. Somebody will email me that, and I'll mention it on the air Monday.
Well, no, I haven't been able to find out. I don't know.
I just had the information the other night. Somebody took the time to research it and tell me how it works, and I just don't have it in front of me. But I'll tell you what, we got about 10 seconds, and we're out of time here, Jim.
Understand. If it's by state delegation, then some red states could turn blue and some blue states could turn red, and it might not make any difference at all.
That's very true. Jim, thanks for the question. Somebody will email me the answer. I'll have it for you Monday night, okay?
Very good.
All right, take care. Thank you. Appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, who participated in the program tonight. I do appreciate your spending some time with us and your comments, okay? All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday night, for sure, for sure. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive Voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
It's so nice to have someone voicing my opinions, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control, that's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
I'm Deb from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushay. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld decides to remain with the Bush administration, though Colonel P.J. Crowley, now retired from the Air Force, says this secretary has made many mistakes.
He misjudged the insurgency. He misjudged troop levels. He's been wrong about weapons of mass destruction. His policies on Abu Ghraib and now on enemy combatants are being repudiated by the courts. You know, there's not a lot going right now.
And Tommy Thompson, Secretary of Health and Human Services, has decided to step down. He will, though, stay on the job until February the 4th. As the Navy investigates photos of Iraqi prisoners apparently being abused by SEAL operatives, the hunt for insurgents near Fallujah continues.
There were five houses destroyed, some of them in flames. They were still looking for three insurgents. There were three Iraqi security forces wounded. They had originally thought a Marine had been wounded, but in the end, they were trying to figure out how to catch the remaining insurgents and how to deal with a complex urban environment where they have to be extremely careful about where they're firing.
That's CNN Radio's Jenna Raff reporting. Our Steve Overmeyer announces that baseball slugger Barry Bonds apparently testified last year that he unknowingly took steroids.
Two of the biggest names in baseball have been engulfed in the flames of this Balco investigation. Yesterday, it was Jason Giambi. Today, Barry Bonds.